Palpatine allowed himself a sad smile, with just the right blend of, I share your concern, and, you know I'm right.
You might not like doing deals with the Hutt, Master Windu, but these are trying times, and we can't be too exacting in our qualification requirements for allies. As long as they help more than they hinder, that has to be good enough for us. This Hutt has control of the hyperspace access we need to move troops and material to the Outer Rim, and we have the expertise to find the unfindable. Mutual advantage.
I still say there's more going on here than a simple kidnapping. It's a sting of some kind, knowing Jabba.
I didn't realize you were that well acquainted.
Based on his track record.
Then you need to put as many Jedi on this case as you can. Based on his track record.
Chancellor, that's impossible. We're at overstretch. I have no Jedi to spare.
And our troops will be spread even more thinly if we can't reach the Outer Rim and keep a resupply chain functioning.
I'm inclined to agree with the Chancellor, said Unduli. She'd been totally silent until then. Regardless of the reasons for this kidnapping, we have to negotiate with Jabba, and this would give us an excellent bargaining position.
A win-win, as you might call it,
Palpatine said quietly, almost a whisper.
Save a child, and save our army.
Windu was silent again for a few moments, then spread his hands in reluctant concession.
Kenobi and Skywalker have just taken Christophsis. The planet's largely secured, so if anyone can be redeployed, it's them.
Very well, send them, said Palpatine. I'll contact Lord Jabba and reassure him.
The Jedi stood and bowed their heads politely, almost synchronized. Palpatine returned the nod and watched them file out of his office. In a few moments, he'd open a comlink to Jabba and set the wheels in motion.
Lord Jabba, you have our sympathies. You must be beside yourself with worry.
Windu had a point, even if he didn't know it. Why would Jabba expose his weakness like that so conveniently? Dooku would have to exercise appropriate caution.
We'll put our best people on it, Lord Jabba.
Jabba's plea saved time in the plan to take one more potential ally away from the Jedi, once they were suitably incriminated, of course. In the longer run, it was also one of the finely balanced thrusts and counter-thrusts that would keep the war in an uneasy balance until everything was in position, until the Jedi were in just the right state of vulnerability, and Palpatine could choose to end the war. And with it, the Jedi Order itself.
Fascinating how they didn't jump into action when they heard the child is missing. He really is. Dooku's made sure of it. Jabba might be corrupt, but the child, he's still an innocent. Fascinating how the social acceptability of the parent affects the willingness to aid the child.
They were very selective, these Jedi, about where they focused their legendary compassion. Palpatine hoped nothing went wrong and that the Hutlet was returned unharmed when he'd served his purpose. Rata was, after all, another very long-term potential ally in his plan. But if anything happened to the poor thing, here he was, falling into the platitude trap of being a politician, lies repeated so often that they eventually persuaded even the speaker that he meant what he said and had done no wrong. There were always innocent casualties of war, but war still had to be fought. And Jabba would be even more firmly in the anti-Republic camp if anything happened to his son.
Fascinating, and yes, still strange occasionally to play both sides of this game, as if I want each to win.
Palpatine opened the comlink on his desk.
I want to speak to Lord Jabba. This is the Chancellor of the Republic.